So now it's very silent here, but at 8 o'clock the show goes on.
A lone piano on the stage, long red velvet curtains, chrome wall candelabras, a beautifully preserved Art Deco cinema in Berlin's eclectic Kreuzberg district.
And here you can really smell this history.
Nearly a century ago, it was at the center of Berlin's sparkling movie industry, with star filmmakers like Ernst Lubitsch and stars themselves, including Marlene Dietrich, frequenting this silent film production house. Today, the Uferfabrik remains a bastion of Berlin's cultural scene, but it does everything with a green twist.
My name is Siegfried Niemer, and it's now more than 36 years ago that we squatted this grounds here, and we formed a kind of collective. And this was the first beginning of some kind of sustainable thinking.
In 1979, a group of idealistic young people had the idea of turning the soon-to-be-demolished film production center into a sustainable oasis of culture. At the same time as staging cultural events, they were among the first to install green roofs and wind turbines, to use solar panels and energy-saving light bulbs, and to recycle rainwater. When they used an old van to make their own combined heat and power generator, many at the time thought they were crazy.
It was very fragile, you can imagine, so day and night we had to sit and watch if it really would work, and it never exploded, so we were quite successful.
Today, the Uferfabrik offers live theatre and music. It has its own in-house band, Terra Brasilis. There's a circus school for children, dance and fitness courses, and it's all fueled by sustenance from one of Berlin's first ever organic bakeries. Everything the Uferfabrik does is self-sustaining, including its climate-friendly energy supply.
If you look up here, you can see the solar panels. In fact, we produce more energy than we need. So if we look at our cultural work, we can support it by selling energy. And this is fantastic.
As it celebrated its 25th anniversary in 2004, the Uferfabrik was recognized by the United Nations as an example of best practice to improve the living environment.
From all over the world, people came to see how you could transport these ideas into a city. And we are not in the countryside, we are in a city. And when we say, okay, even in a city you can reuse water, you can plant your roofs, the Uferfabrik has been a good example for that.
And it's urban areas that are central to global efforts to reduce CO2 emissions. Over a cup of green tea in his energy-efficient Berlin apartment, Michael Schäfer, a member of the Berlin City Assembly and Green Party spokesman, says cities produce about 80% of global greenhouse gas emissions.
There's a big importance that urban areas shift to climate-neutral energy production and energy consumption.
Schäfer says in spite of Berlin's international reputation as a green leader, it still lags behind other German states. But, he says, Berlin does now have an ambitious roadmap to make it climate neutral by 2050. And with all the construction in the city, energy efficiency in buildings is a central pillar.
In a situation where you want to have new houses built very fast, you would say, well, being fast is the main goal. But since these buildings will be here in 40 years from now, they have to be climate neutral in 2050.
Berlin's plan is also to focus on making its economy, its private households, its transportation, and importantly, its energy supply climate friendly. It's estimated Berlin could cover nearly all of its energy needs through renewable energy. But there's a long road ahead.
If you look at policies, we lag behind compared to Copenhagen, Amsterdam or Stockholm.
Schäfer says success can only come by focusing on the business opportunities presented by climate change rather than on telling people to stop doing things like flying or driving. Back at the Uferfabrik, Siegfried Niemer agrees with this approach.
We always try to do it in a positive way. You know, we say there is no sense in blaming people, you shouldn't do this. No, we just said, okay, it's good for our lives and it might be good for your lives as well. And this is what the people loved.
The Uferfabrik is actively involved in Berlin's climate efforts and recently hosted a conference to progress the final phase of the city's energy and climate protection program. Sustainability is about taking one steady step after another, Nima says.
You just have to start, and it will take time, of course, but you can reach what your vision might be.
Anya Coopers, DW Berlin.